This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio, starting in less than an hour. It's Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 70 million homes as of right now, 80 million by the end of the year on DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, and Comcast Xfinity. I'm the host of Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, 5 nights per week, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together 3 nights a week, including tonight. Already did that interview earlier today. You'll see it tonight. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV dial. You can have other TV options like DirecTV and Dish. So encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com on your computer or get Newsmax TV app on your cell phone, which is also free. All right, some of the big news stories in America. First of all, General Hospital actress gets caught lying about Trump's inhumane treatment of illegals with photos about Obama's inhumane treatment of illegals. If you watch General Hospital, you're probably familiar with Nancy Lee Grahn, who just got caught red-handed over lies about the Trump administration's treatment at the border. Here's her tweet. She shows a picture of illegal alien children sitting with some sort of aluminum blankets and lights on all night. Trump administration is forcing children to sleep on a cement floor with an aluminum blanket and lights on all night. Sarah Fabian from the DOJ argued in court that it was good enough and soap was unnecessary. Companies making $750 a kid every day to torture them. Well, there's a big problem with these photos. They aren't from the Trump administration. In fact, they're from 2015 under the Obama administration. Notice the timestamp. They're stamped 2015. The photos appeared to surface in 2016 from a New York Times article. The captions note the photos are from August of 15. So everything that they're accusing Trump of, Obama did. And they never said a word, and now they're using it to blame Trump. It's amazing, and it's gone viral. Twitter photos allegedly showing the Trump administration's torturous treatment of migrant children at the southwest U.S. border went viral on social media over the weekend. And they quote the General Hospital star's tweet as the one that started it all. An avalanche of comments from Twitter users outraged that Trump would cage and torture innocent children. Except they were all from August of 15, when Obama was in office and Trump hadn't even won the Republican Party's nomination for president. And if this wasn't bad enough, the shamelessly edited deceptive photos aren't the only twisted claim in Graham's tweet. The actress took aim at Sarah Fabian, a DOJ lawyer, I read you that, who recently argued in federal court the government had not violated the 1997 Flores Agreement safe and sanitary mandate by not providing children with soap or toothbrushes and forced them to sleep on concrete floors. According to this actress, Graham, Fabian's claim on behalf of the government was further proof Trump had been torturing kids, except that once again, the entire court case in question stemmed from a complaint filed in, wait for it, 2016 under Obama. From The Atlantic, a liberal magazine. As fate would have it, the clip of Fabian's argument went viral. At the same time, a new wave of reports of brutal and inhumane conditions at immigrant confinement centers came out. It also immediately followed the raucous debate over Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, referring to the confinement centers as concentration camps. The juxtaposition suggested misleadingly the Trump administration was explicitly justifying the worst sorts of child treatment we're seeing on the news. Over the years, lawyers acting on behalf of minors protected by the Flores Agreement have filed numerous motions asking judges to enforce it. They filed the motion now at issue in 2016 during the Obama administration, arguing that ICE and Customs and Border Protection were violating the Flores Agreement by, among other things, confining minors in facilities that are not safe and sanitary. Unsurprisingly, the tweets calling out Grant's straight-up fake news tweet haven't gotten nearly the circulation that her original false claims have. So this all comes down to everything they're criticizing us for, everything happened under Obama, not Trump. And even if you're going to argue it happened for Obama and Trump, nobody said a word under Obama. Nobody! There was no media coverage. There were no Hollywood actors and actresses screaming. And then I told you I'd talk about Google collusion. An insider blows the whistle on the Google plan to prevent the Trump situation, quote-unquote, in 2020. This is all with James O'Keefe, the famous investigative reporter for the conservative side. James does a great job. We know him. He's a friend of mine, and he's been on the show many times. A Google whistleblower has come forward to reveal how Google is trying to use all of their resources to prevent Trump from getting reelected in 2020. James O'Keefe's Project Veritas exposes the leaked documents, and they get a senior Google executive on hidden camera admitting it. Google Insider says in the video interview that Google is bent on never letting somebody like Donald Trump come to power ever again. Here are the highlights. Project Veritas has released a new report on Google, which includes undercover video of a senior Google executive, leaked documents, testimony from a Google Insider. The insider says Google is bent on never letting someone like Trump come to power again. Google head of responsible innovation says Elizabeth Warren is misguided on breaking up Google. Google executive says don't break us up. Smaller companies don't have the resources to prevent the next Trump situation. You see what I'm saying here? Well, don't break us up because we're the only ones that could stop Trump. Google insider says Prager University content was suppressed, targeted as right-wing. Leaked documents highlight a machine learning fairness and Google practices to make search results fair and equitable. Documents appear to show editorial policies that determine how Google publishes news. Google violates letter of the law and spirit of the law in Section 230. And they also quote senior Google exec as saying, and I quote, "We all got screwed over in 2016. Again, it wasn't just us. It was the people that got screwed over. The news media got screwed over. Everybody got screwed over. So we've rapidly been like, what happened there? And how do we prevent that from ever happening again? We're also training our algorithms. Like if 2016 happened again, would the outcome now be different?" But again, this will never see the light of day. Other than the Wayne Root Show and, you know, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, no one will ever mention this. This will never make the evening news. This will never be spread on Google because, of course, Google won't let Google bad news be spread on Google. Do you realize what they're doing to us? This would be like if it came out that every person that played poker in Las Vegas was being cheated by one guy or by the hotel. Can you imagine what a scandal that would be if every person that played for a year in a casino in Vegas got cheated playing poker and they couldn't win? The odds were stacked against them. They said it. So there was no way to win. Somehow there was like some sort of camera and somebody could see the whole card. And they won all the time. They were cheating the system against everybody else. That's what's going on. Google and all of social media are rigging the system so a Republican can't win. And that's okay? And then we have Ilhan Omar. New investigative documents released by a state agency have given fresh life to lingering questions about the marital history of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and whether she once married a man, possibly her own brother, to skirt immigration law. She's denied the allegations in the past, dismissing them as baseless rumors. First, they were raised in an online Somali politics forum and championed by conservative bloggers, but she said little then or since about Ahmed Nur Saeed Elmi, the former husband who swept into her life in 2009 before a 2011 separation. The question surfaced again this month in a state probe of campaign finance violations showing that Omar filed federal taxes in 14 and 15 with her current husband while she was still legally married to but separated from Elmi. Although she's legally corrected the discrepancy, she's declined to say anything about why it happened. The new documents also detail the Omar campaign's efforts to keep the story of her marriage to Elmi out of the press, arguing that detailed coverage would legitimize the accusations and invade her privacy. Wow. Since the recent findings of the campaign finance board that discovered Omar had improperly used campaign money to pay a lawyer to fix her tax filings, the Star Tribune searched public records and could find little publicly available information about Elmi. A search of records could neither conclusively confirm nor rebut the allegation that he is Omar's brother. They sent a list of questions and a request to talk to her siblings and father, and all of them declined. Hersey did not reply to multiple calls, texts, and emails. Social media posts indicate Elmi is in Africa. Can you imagine what you're dealing with here? Can you imagine what you're dealing with? Omar's attitude now is consistent with her near total silence she's maintained for 3 years amid questions raised through public records picked over by conservative journalists intent on proving she committed immigration fraud. Those attacks she once tweeted are the province of fake journalists on bigoted blogs. It's absolutely amazing. This woman, as sure as I'm standing here, was married to her brother. Sure as I'm standing here. And even the Minnesota Star newspaper is now starting to dig because they look like fools. They look like total fools, and traditional Democrats hate her. Believe me when I tell you, Nancy Pelosi wants nothing more than to get rid of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib. They are nothing but trouble for her. And speaking of nothing but trouble and liberal nutcases, Trump accuser E. Jean Carroll, she's the relationship advice expert for Elle magazine, who claims Trump raped her in a New York City dressing room. Now the New York City Police Department came to her and said, give us your dress and we'll check for DNA evidence. And she will not hand it over. Of course she won't. She's selling a book. This has nothing to do with any rape that did or didn't occur. There was no rape. She's a longtime Democratic donor and Democratic activist who has a book out. She's trying to make $1 million by lying and claiming Trump touched her. I've seen the way she looks. Trust me, he didn't. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible has what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root include a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. More on Ilhan Omar in a second. I've got more information on her fake marriage to her brother. Can you imagine this is in the United States House? Fake marriage to her brother. We'll have more on Jussie Smollett as well, the Jussie Smollett story. Chicago police have released a video footage of Jussie Smollett with a rope around his neck. Yeah, he put it there. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Fordham Resources. You all know me as the capitalist evangelist. I love all-American stories, and nothing's more all-American than a Wall Street story, because you can buy a stock on Wall Street and you can make lots and lots of money. My dad did. My dad made, you know, $20,000, $30,000 a year in the 1960s and 70s and 80s as a butcher, but he made over $100,000 one year. I think he made $125,000 one year with a stock called Seven Arts. He bought a stock, and he held on to it for about 7 years, and it hit big. He added to it every year, and he made $125,000 in one year, a $20,000 a year butcher. And for a year or two, we actually lived like rich people. It's pretty good until the money ran out. In any case, stocks work, you know. It can be pretty cool to buy stock. And Fordham Resources is a publicly traded company, meaning a stock, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. And Fordham has over 350,000 acres. 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, oil and gas resource acreage, more than half of which has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They also own the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Gold is flying. Gold was up another $9 a share today. Gold was about $1,200. It stayed in a range of $1,100 to $1,200 for years now. It's now at $1,427 an ounce. $1,427 an ounce. It's had a fabulous run. And if you own a stock like Fordham Resources, you own lots of gold because they have a 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. So whether it's gold or oil you like, Fordham is the choice. FTMR is the ticker symbol FTMR. Find out more. Make your own educated decision at FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M Resources.com. So the hidden code on the website belonging to Ilhan Omar's sister adds to the evidence that Omar's lying about a marriage to her brother. In early June, she was ordered to pay a $500 civil fine for violating campaign finance law. She had to pay an additional $3,469 fine for improperly used campaign funds. But the investigation into Ilhan Omar revealed something even more serious. It appears she may have filed fraudulent federal and state tax returns. A couple of weeks ago, Michelle Malkin jumped into the fray and called Ilhan Omar out on her fraudulent marriage to her brother and how she filed joint tax returns with a man who she was not married to. In 2017, Representative Omar swore under penalty of perjury while divorcing her husband, who might have been her brother, that she hadn't seen Elmad N. Elmi since 2011 and didn't know anyone who could help her contact him. Hidden code on a website, however, shows that Alfred E. Elmi may have actually designed and set up a website for Ilhan Omar's sister in this year and is living in Nairobi, Kenya, the same city Omar's sister lives and works in. Omar's sister, Sara Noor, currently works as the CEO of Grit Partners, and the company's website reveals Omar's estranged brother slash husband created the website and or Instagram account for the Grit Partners. The hidden source code was first reported by investigative journalist David Steinberg of the Daily Caller. There's no reasonable explanation for this code to exist besides Elmi working for Noor, which is Ilhan Omar's sister. And that's a bombshell. In 2017, Omar swore under penalty of perjury while divorcing Elmi. She had zero contact with him since 2011 and no clue how to find him. There's no reasonable explanation for this code to exist besides Elmi working for her sister. David Steinberg also discovered, this investigative journalist for Daily Caller, also discovered a since-deleted Instagram account belonging to Omar's brother slash husband Elmi under the name Ahmed Nelmi. The Instagram account showed photos of Elmi and Representative Omar's children with captions and hashtags saying Uncle Time and Nieces or Nephews. The Grid Partners website is still up and running, and the source code was confirmed by the Gateway Pundit, one of our favorite websites. You know, we have Christina on this show all the time, who's just on Friday. A quick right click on the homepage and a click on the view page reveals the page was registered in January 2019. And Ahmed Elmi's name and Instagram page is embedded in the coding. But Ilhan Omar swore her most recent contact was in June of 2011. She's a fraud. When we get back, Shep Smith on Fox News compares Trump administration's horrifying treatment of migrant children to war crimes. Folks, all the pictures we found are from the Obama administration, and no one accused him of war crimes. Shep Smith is a war crime.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More tough sanctions on Iran. That's what the Trump administration is imposing. Talking with reporters at the White House earlier, President Trump stressed that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon, and he said pressure on Tehran will continue to be increased. Still, the president says he's willing to speak with Iranian leaders without preconditions. Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders putting out his proposal to Congress today to eliminate student loan debt for all American students.
We should not be punishing people for getting a higher education. It is time to hit the reset button.
The plan would get rid of $1.6 trillion of debt for nearly 45 million people by placing a tax on Wall Street transactions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We'll be right back. with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, I told you another great day for goals. I've been preaching gold for a long time on this radio show. Gold was up almost $10 an ounce today to $1,427 per ounce. It is just doing wonderful. Gold's on fire. Iranian attacks, trade wars with China, the worst crisis at the border in our history, and the U.S. debt exceeds $22 trillion. It's these events and many more that have pushed gold up dramatically in less than 2 months. But depending on what you purchased and who you purchased it from, you may not have earned a penny. Gold and precious metals are vital to your portfolio, but buying from the right people at the right price is even more important. Now more than ever, you need an evaluation. Here's an amazing offer. The CEO of Tangible Investments, who's been interviewed on CNBC, Discovery Channel, the History Channel, will evaluate your holdings for free. He frequently charges $2,000 per hour. We will send you this award-winning DVD and New York Times best-selling author's book. It's all free. You don't have to buy a thing. There are no strings attached. Tangible knows that many people have been ripped off, and we want to help. Call now at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, and the first 20 qualified callers will also get a gold coin with a retail value of $199 absolutely free. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Everyone gets the free book, the free DVD, and everyone gets a free evaluation from the CEO of Tangible Investments, 800-780-9000. 789,000. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Tangible. We've got our guest, Hogan Gidley, on the line. Hogan Gidley. We had Hogan Gidley. Derek Hunter on the line. Columnist for Hogan Gidley was our first hour guest. Derek Hunter is our second hour guest. Contributing editor for the Daily Caller. Host of the Daily Caller podcast. He is a great guy. We've had him on many times before. Derek Hunter, welcome to the show.
Hi, Wayne, and I'll answer to Hogan if that makes it easier.
I thought you were Hogan for a minute, you know? You know, I've got a guest sheet here, and Hogan's the first guest. You're the second. I was looking at the first guest. But there's lots of things to talk about with Derek Hunter this week. First of all, Democratic presidential debates are going on this week. What do we expect, or what can we expect?
You know, they didn't want it. It's going to be funny. I call it the woke Olympics. That's really what it's going to be. It's going to be trying to outwoke each other. What to watch for is how many people watch the first night. We'll get the ratings sometime around 1 o'clock on Thursday for the Wednesday night debate. Elizabeth, they didn't want it to be a kids' table and an adult table debate, but it ended up kind of being that way because all of the top tier candidates, with the exception of Elizabeth Warren, are going on Thursday. So it's going to be interesting to see how many people tune in for the sort of also ran table, and see if Warren has enough star power to get enough people to watch. I think you'll benefit a little bit from the sort of morbid curiosity that people will feel to just watch a debate and see what this field is. But I think in generally, it's a matter of whether or not the field will spend their time attacking Joe Biden, whether or not they're going to try and make a case for them or a case against Joe Biden, because they've got to chip away at his seemingly insurmountable lead. He's doubled up his nearest competitor. So that's what you got to watch for. And then you see there are a couple of people really low on the rung, the John Delaney's, the Eric Swalwell's, where this is really, and the Andrew Yang, where this is going to be their only chance to make an impression on a national audience. And they're going to have to try and do something kind of dramatic. They're going to have a memorable moment with 10 people, 5 moderators, and maybe 2 hours, I'm not sure exactly how long it is. They're going to get less than 10 minutes total in this whole thing, each to speak. They've got to make it count. So watch for them to try and pull some sort of memorable line, and it'll be a matter of whether or not they can deliver it without it sounding rehearsed.
Well, you're assuming, Derek, that the objective is either to talk about yourself and why you'd make a good president or to attack Joe Biden. But I think that every person on that stage is going to spend all night with Trump derangement syndrome attacking Donald Trump. Of course they'll attack Biden. Of course they'll make some case for themselves. But I think the name that will come up the most often will be Donald Trump. They're going to just have Trump derangement syndrome to the 1,000th degree, and it's going to be Trump, 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 Trump. Because that's what it's always been, right? Since the day he announced for president, every Republican was Trump, 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 and Hillary Clinton was Trump, 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 and Bernie Sanders was Trump, 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 and now these people will be Trump, Trump, Trump. Trump dominates everybody's mind. He lives rent-free in the minds of liberals and never-Trumpers and rhinos. So I predict it'll be a Trump fest more than anything else.
It'll be, there'll definitely be a, he'll be the 800-pound gorilla in the room. But if they're all doing the exact same thing, right now the Democratic primary is just a matter of which wrapping paper you like on a gift under the tree. They're all socks. Inside every box is socks. So which wrapping paper do you like? They're all for the same thing. They're all for reparations. They're all for free college. They're all for free health. There isn't a dime's worth of difference between them on policy. And there isn't going to be a dime's worth of difference in their attacks on Donald Trump. Somebody's going to have to try and stand out from the herd. I don't know if they've got it in them. But I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Yang managed to do it, just because he is one of the few candidates over there, tech executive that most people have never heard of. He has actually put out detailed policy positions on everything, and I mean everything, not just dealing with government, but some ridiculous things. And he could maybe differentiate himself from the herd, but if he doesn't, the field's going to be cut in half within a couple of months, just because the donor dollars are going to dry up. I look for Kirsten Gillibrand to probably have the worst night of them all, because she's such an unpleasant person, a horrible campaigner, and is polling at a solid, rock solid and steady 0%, even though she's a senator from New York. So I look for her to try to do something, but I think she's going to end up probably being the big loser in the end of all of this.
Yeah, well, don't forget, if all the losers are on Wednesday night, then Bill de Blasio must be Wednesday night too, right?
Bill put a Twitter out about an exchange via text he had with his son, allegedly asking for debate tips. And it's so obviously fake. He's like, hey, son, this is your father. Yeah, because that's how everybody starts to say. It's very confusing as to where these words show up on my phone. He signs it, love your dad. That's exactly how human beings talk.
Well, and not only is that how human beings talk, but how many father sons do you know that talk over Twitter? I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I have two sons and two daughters. I've never tweeted to them in my entire life. Why would I? I texted them personally. Why would I text them publicly on Twitter? I mean, it makes no sense. So it's
bizarre. This was a screen capture of his alleged real text. It's painful to read, Wayne. I feel embarrassed for him. And I can't stand the guy.
Well, I only brought up his name because I was laughing when you said that Kirsten Gillibrand is not well-liked and nobody knows her and she's at zero. And I just immediately thought of de Blasio. And I said, you know, there's quite a few of them tied at zero. De Blasio is one of them. He's not only at 0%, he actually has zero votes in every poll. So, I mean, he's a bigger joke than even Gillibrand.
Being able to, he can say, look, I just got into the race. He could justify sticking around a little bit longer. Kirsten Gillibrand has been in this for a while. And everybody looks at her and goes, yeah, no.
No. I just don't understand how Elizabeth Warren became the new hot ticket. That's a pretty scary thing in and of itself. She was pretty much close to zero for a long time, too. And let's not forget, and obviously Democratic voters, Derek Hunter, have forgotten, she's the only one in the whole race that's a total, complete fraud, who, you know, a white person faking it to be an Indian. How the hell could anyone even think of her as a possibility for president? I have no idea.
Well, it's just voting on the wrapping paper. Elizabeth Warren has gained traction, Wayne, because the other flavors of the month have flamed out. Remember, it was Beto O'Rourke. Oh, the media fawned over him, and then people watched him and listened to him, and they realized that he is the illegitimate child of Napoleon Dynamite and Butthead when he talks. I've never seen anybody convulse at the waist while they speak. So then they went to Kamala Harris when she announced, oh, she was wonderful. And then they realized that she never said anything. She just always agreed that this I'd be willing to have a conversation about that. Not really exciting. Then it was Mayor Pete, and now South Bend is burning. So sort of by attrition, which is what happens when you've got a massive field of candidates, by attrition, Elizabeth Warren is kind of rising back up to the top, creeping up there a little bit. But give it time. She'll find a way to ruin it.
All right, so let's talk about Elizabeth Warren for a minute, because I didn't think you could go any lower or any stupider than to bribe black people with black reparations. Elizabeth Warren found a way. She's now bribing gay and lesbian people with gay and lesbian reparations. The Democratic Party has lost its freaking mind.
It is astonishing that once you think they've hit bottom, they break out a shovel and a pickaxe and go deeper. They just do. I will say that I'm a straight man, but the only reason I'm married to a woman is because that I wasn't allowed to marry a man all those years that I was single. So I want a piece of that reparations action, too. You can't really disprove it. So, you know, just make the check out the cash and we'll call it a day. It really is, at this point, I mean, you got Bernie Sanders and AOC today saying they want to forgive everybody student
all
loan debt.
The student debt. All
there
all
are
the
people out there who are going to stop writing their checks, Wayne. They're going to say, well, I'll just wait for them, because why would I write this check? They're going to ruin their credit. Then the government's going to come in and say, well, these people, they can't buy a house. We must do something to help them buy a house. It's a right. It is a nonstop. I mean, our money's gone, our kids' money's gone, our grandkids' money. They're currently burning their credit cards, so it's a complete mess. Bury your money and buy gold and bury it in your backyard.
It's just a bribery fest, whoever can give away the most. I don't get it, because if you said I'm rich and I'm going to give $100 to everyone who votes for me, you'd be in jail. You'd be arrested for bribery. Isn't that what they're doing? They're giving away money. Even if it happens to be for reparations, they're giving it away. If it happens to be for student loans, they're giving it away. If it happens
it's
to be
not
for
bribery, if it's somebody else's money, apparently.
Yeah, that's theft. Jerry Kutcher, great to have you on, man. Columnist for Town Hall, contributing editor for the Daily Caller, host of the Daily Caller podcast, and a great guy. We love having him on. Jerry Kutcher, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thanks, Frank.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Newsmax starting in about 14 minutes. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. War Now on USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV coming up in about 8 minutes. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It's known as Christian Health Sharing. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. It's my third year. I saved $18,000 year one, $18,000 year two, and I will save a total of $18,000 this year just in premiums. That's $54,000 saved. They also reimbursed me several major things, including my son's $2,500 dental bill and my kidney stone surgery. The doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, they took care of everything, and the only bill I got was the deductible, which means now everything, every doctor I go to is fully paid for. Very, very cool. It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. It's the way healthcare should be. Call Liberty HealthShare. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 855-58-LIBERTY. You don't get a better endorser than this host telling you what they did for me and my family. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. So I was talking with Derek Hunter of Town Hall a minute ago about Elizabeth Warren, otherwise known as Pocahontas. And I thought it couldn't get worse than black reparations. She's giving out gay reparations. It's the most incredible thing in the world. If they can't win your vote, they're going to buy your vote. It's just total bribery. First of all, Elizabeth Warren has no shame. She's one out of 1,024th Native American, and she called herself an Indian and got her job at Harvard Law School. Now she wants to give gays and lesbians over $50 million in tax reparations. See her tweet. It wasn't until marriage equality became law that gay and lesbian couples could jointly file tax returns, so they paid more in taxes all those years. Our government owes them more than $50 million for the years our discriminatory tax code left them out. We must right these wrongs. Elizabeth, there's no such thing in going back in time and giving people tax cuts. You can't do that. There is no such thing. And speaking of female frauds, Trump accuser E. Jean Carroll, won't agree to let the NYPD investigate her dress for DNA evidence when asked by CNN. E. Jean Carroll has claimed she did not wash the dress she was wearing after being raped by President Donald Trump in the 1990s. But she won't agree to allow the NYPD to test it for DNA and prove her outlandish claim. She's now 75 years old. She was asked by CNN anchor Allison Camerota if the dress could contain evidence of her allegations. And all of a sudden she says, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if the president... I can't say the word. I don't want to say the word on radio. I have no idea. When informed there's no longer a statute of limitations on rape cases and that the NYPD has said they will investigate it if she wishes to bring the case forward, she wasn't too keen on the idea. It's past time, Carroll said. Despite being repeatedly informed by Camerota, it was not. Her tone briefly changes. She repeated the excuse that experts have told her it has been too long. Carroll claimed that she was raped by the president in Bergdorf Goodman in New York City. And the whole store just happened to be empty. No one saw it. No one heard it. They were in the dressing room together. I've never seen a man in the women's dressing room. In an interview with MSNBC, Carroll made the ridiculous claim she did not want to bring charges against the president because it would be disrespectful to the women who were down on the border who were being raped around the clock there without any protection. It would just be disrespectful. Mine was 3 minutes. I can handle it. I can keep going. My life's gone on. I'm a happy woman. But for the women down there and for the women actually around the world and every culture this is going on, it would be disrespectful. If you had never reported it, and you still refuse to investigate it, do you have a right to claim rape? Of course you don't. This is a joke. Any woman or feminist or women's rights activist who doesn't see this is a complete fool. And now I want to finish this segment by bringing up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, speaking of complete fools, because she made that dumb statement about concentration camps, and then Ilhan Omar doubled down and said, yeah, my friend's right, because there are camps and the people are illegals are concentrated in them. And then, in Poland, they offered her a free trip to come visit Auschwitz concentration camp. And she refused. Of course she did. She calls it a concentration camp when they're treating kids with computers and big screen TVs and all the food and French fries they want and all the junk food. That's a concentration camp. But when a real concentration camp says, come on in and see what a real concentration camp is like... She goes, no, I don't want to know about that. I don't want to know what a real concentration camp is. Then I couldn't continue to lie about President Trump. And then she calls in her supporters to report ICE sightings and harbor illegal aliens in their homes. Let me ask you something. Is it actually legal for a United States congressperson to encourage people to break the law and to ignore the law and to ignore the United States Constitution? I don't think that's legal. And if it is legal, then President Trump should do a executive action declaring it illegal. It's absurd. How could a person representing the United States in Congress declare that they don't like a law, so it doesn't matter, so everybody should ignore the law? Isn't she a criminal? Damn right she is. What if I told everybody I don't like taxes and I think taxes are BS? Just like she doesn't like illegal immigration being illegal. She wants open borders. So from now on, I encourage everybody not to pay their taxes. Well, Peter Schiff's a good friend of mine. His father did that. And you know what he wound up doing? Dying in prison because he told other people not to pay their taxes.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Get